Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 10th of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this and you're not a member of Marcus Today, then what's stopping you? MarcusToday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board as part of the community. You can always sign up for a free 2-week trial of the newsletter. Plenty to get your teeth into in the newsletter. And also, of course, access to our Facebook discussion group, which is a fantastic group. Our members' exclusive podcast, model portfolio, strategic ETF portfolio. You name it, we've got it. So plenty to get excited about in the newsletter. So come on board. All right, well, let's go to the market. We're up 24.3 points today, 7,848.5, up 0.3%. We opened at 7,831.7. We had a high of 7,869.3, so around 20-odd points off our high for the day. It was a little lackluster, I have to say. It did feel like the CPI was dominating. This is the US CPI, which is out tonight, dominating proceedings. We had a low of 7,831.7. So we're kind of in the middle for diddle in terms of that, but very much waiting with anticipation, with bated breath, of course, that CPI. As far as the core goes, 0.3% is what you're going for month on month, 3.7 a yearly number for that core CPI. So there is what you're after in terms of tonight's announcement. In terms of the market today, well, it was pretty solid across the board, but very much concentrated in resources. And we are seeing that resource boom continue. In fact, it's broadening out now to include a little bit of iron ore, with BHP up 0.7, Rio up nearly 2%, Fortescue up 1.9%. We saw a little bit of buying as well in some of the lithium stocks, especially in some of the second tier lithium stocks, the likes of Liontown and Latin Resources. We also saw some buying in some of the second tier base metal stocks, the likes of Metals Exploration, which has the Renison tin mine in Tasmania, 50% owned there, 8.4% higher. So things happening there. We also saw South 32 up 2.5% as well, and Jupiter Mines, which is in the manganese space, up 8.5% there as well. So plenty going on in resources. Not so good today in gold. That was despite gold hitting another record high. We didn't really see that kick on through into the gold miners. We had Northern Star down 1.5%. Newmont up 0.7 though, so that was at least something. But the likes of Evolution down 0.8, Remedius down 2.3, and Gold Road down 2%. So a little bit higgledy-piggledy in the gold sector, although we did get a little bit of buying in the coal sector. Stanmore up 6.3% there, so a little bit of buying there, and also we had Whitehaven up 3% as well, so not a bad day there. Oil and gas a little bit mixed. Woodside continue to be in the kennel club, down 0.9%. Santos up 0.7% there, as the oil price kind of stumbles around at the moment. Looking at industrials, the banks ease. CBA down 0.8%. The big bank basket down to $208.61. Insurers came under some pressure as we saw 10-year yields fall from 4.19 to 4.10. QBE down 1.9. Suncorp down 1.3. IAG down 1.9 as well. Macquarie doing nothing. Healthcare better. CSL up 1.2%. And we also saw ResMed up 2.2%, but there is some news out from Philips on Respironics in terms of that problem they have had with the US authorities regarding the machines they had, the sleep apnea machines, and the problem with the foam. So keep an eye on that one tomorrow. Fisher & Paykel up 2.5%. REITs doing well on the back of that fall in yields. Goodman Group up 1.6%. Stockland up 1.3%. Industrials generally pretty firm. Transurban up 1.2, Telstra up 0.5, West Farmers up 1%. A little bit of selling in the tech space. The Alltech index was up 0.1%. I'm not quite sure why, apart from the fact CPU, which is a big part of the tech space, was up 2%, REA up 1%, and Seek up 2.4%. But WiseTech down 3% and 0% down 1.2% there. Not a lot in corporate news today, I have to say. PRU, that's Perseus, fell 2.6%. Silvercorp has accepted the offer for ORR. We have a stock called Bluebet, BBT, in a trading halt after a 20% jump on a potential scrip bid from Better, B-E-T-R. That's the Matthew Tripp business there. On the economic front, we also had dwelling commencements. Again, somewhat disappointing, I guess, given especially the need for affordable housing, which we don't seem to have. Fitch has downgraded the Chinese outlook to negative on their rising sovereign debt. In Asian markets, we did see those a little bit mixed. The Hang Seng technology sector showing a near technical bull market after a 20% bounce off its lows. Hard to believe, isn't it, given the bad press that, of course, China has been having. But when we look at stocks across Asia, we have Japan. They were down 0.5%. Hong Kong, Hang Seng up 1.4%. China down 1.1% on the back of that downgrade, perhaps. US futures at the moment pretty much doing nothing. NASDAQ futures up 16. Dow futures pretty much unchanged. So nothing very exciting there. Ahead of that CPI number, 10-year yields. Last I looked, they were back to 4.10. I'll just give you the update as they're still trading. 4.12% for the Aussie 10-year. All right, looking at the market and the winners for grinners today, let's run through some of those. The top large cap winners. Nuix doing well today, up 7.4%. Just shy of 500,000 shares traded today, so not huge volume. Stanmore Coal doing well, 6.3% on the back of 2 million shares trading. Zip doing well, 5.8% higher, 26 million shares traded. So that very much the punter's special. Nanosonics also doing well, 4.8% higher, 1 million shares there. LTR, that is Liontown. I always get those confused. 4.3%, 10 million shares traded there. DVP, Develop Global, mining services, of course, and base metals doing well, 4.1% higher today on 2 million shares. And Ansell continuing to bounce, 4.1% higher and 940,000 shares. The market does like that acquisition that they made the other day and that rights issue there. The SPP looking extraordinarily attractive at the moment. In terms of the losers today in the naughty corner, IMU does bounce quite a lot. 4.8% down today, 29 million shares. We had Westgold falling another 4.1%, 9 million shares traded there. Regal Partners down 3.6%, very small volume there. And we also had Mesoblast, a little bit of volume drop off there, only 8 million shares traded today, but down 3.3%. And OBM also under a little bit of pressure today. They have been bouncing around a bit, down 3.2%. Aura Banda Mining. And WiseTech getting in on the act as well, down 3%. All right, positive sectors today looking across the board. It was iron ore, healthcare, REITs, lithium, base metals, coal, oil and gas and insurers, the negative ones, and gold pretty mixed. The big bank basket slipping to $208.61. The Alltech index up 0.1%. In Aussie dollar terms, the gold price still steady, still very elevated, I have to say, at $3,560. And let me just check the latest on that one, just so you have all the latest information. And we have got that currently at the moment at $3,556. So pretty elevated level still for that Aussie dollar gold. Bitcoin falling to $69,241 a fun token. 10-year yields falling to 4.12%. The Aussie dollar at the moment has perked itself up. At the moment, it's looking like 66.23. And, of course, Asian markets we've done. Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, pretty much unchanged at the moment. Major movers and shakers that we haven't talked about. Well, we've talked about most of them, I have to say. But we haven't talked about SBM, which is St. Barbara. Rare for them to be in the winner's enclosure, but they certainly are today. They had some good numbers coming out from the Sorowa Piggy Put, with the mineralized zone confirmed. 19.6% higher, only 27.5 cents, but 22 million shares traded there. Vulcan Energy, unusual to see that one in the winner's enclosure as well. 13.5% higher, not huge trade though, only a million shares traded. Chalice, not the poison chalice today, it was the chalice from the palace with the brew that is true, up 13.6% on its base metal exposure. Jupiter Mines also doing well. They have manganese in South Africa, up 8.5% there. They also had a broker note today out from Foster's with a much higher price target on those, thinking they're very undervalued compared to their peers. And we had Wildcat down 1.6%. They have put out a new discovery at Tabba Tabba. Should be maybe Tabby Tabby for Wildcat. BUB, Bubs, not doing well, down 9.4% today, 6 million shares traded, not really worth talking about, I don't think. Forrestania Resources was the speculative stock of the day, and what a speculative stock of the day it was too. We were talking the other day about gold explorers that are undervalued. These guys hit gold samples of 49 grams a ton from fieldwork at Adder Ann. The stock was up 107.1% to 2.9 cents. It opened at 2.9. It had a high of 3.6, a low of 1.9. 42 million shares traded for a massive value of $1.2 million worth. So lots of shares, not many dollars. In terms of company news out today in a little more detail, we had St Barbara with that drilling results from the Sorowa Piggy Put mineralized zone. Bowen Coal also with a Burton Coal resource update. Not much else out really. Wildcat and the Tabby Tabby, the Luke Pegmatite there discovery. Apart from that, we did have in the economic news, we had the merger rules tightened by Jim Chalmers, the Treasurer, today. So I'm sure the press will be hot with more on that tomorrow. We had building approvals out today. Total dwelling commencements rose 1.3% to 38,397. But new sector other residential commencements, which is pretty much apartments, fell 2.7%. Value of total building work done fell 1% to 34.2 billion. Over the Dutch and New Zealand, the Reserve Bank has kept official cash rates unchanged at 5.5%, despite headline inflation easing to 4.7% in Q4 2023. New Zealand led us up to some extent, and New Zealand will lead us down, or exactly will give us a guide anyway to what other central banks may be thinking. We also have some news out from Fitch, has revised its China outlook to negative from stable, saying the government is likely to pile on debt, what government doesn't, as it seeks to pull the economy out of the real estate-driven slowdown. Chinese stocks in Hong Kong about to hit technical bull market after a near 20% bounce off the lows. That's the Hang Seng China Enterprises Index. And David Cameron, there's a man who's managed to reinvent himself, says the Ukraine aid is in US interest after meeting Donald Trump, and European markets set for a higher, more positive open. Of course, it's all about the CPI tonight. Good luck with that. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We'll be back again tomorrow. And if you're not yet a member, you know what to do. Sign up, marcustoday.com.au.